This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Tom Latcham on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, this is the second time in three shows I've opened with this song. But as David Bowie sadly passed away on Sunday after an 18-month battle with cancer, and my name is, of course, Tom, it seemed apt not to. And what a great tune. But it's, of course, just one of many, many brilliant songs he produced, created over the course of the past five decades. He released 27 albums and countless singles, many of them absolute smash hits, and we'll be playing out as many as we can today in memory of the great man. But of course, Bowie was not only a musician, he was a producer, actor, painter and style icon. He of course pushed boundaries everywhere he went, and his influence will be felt for many, many years to come. And you only need to look at the tributes in his hometown of Brixton, but also around the world, to see how revered David Bowie was. So today we'll pay tribute to a man who helped define popular culture again and again and again over 50, amazing, almost 50 years. Feeling not sad at his passing, but happy to have been privileged to have enjoyed his work. And throughout the show, me and my co-hosts, cricket journalist Elizabeth Ammon and football presenter Kiri Blore, will be speaking to some of those who knew him, worked with him and interviewed him. Hello, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Kiri. Hello, Lizzie. How's it all going? Are you well?
You're tired, but all right.
That's good. But at least you're here. Yeah. At least you're here. So I'm going to ask you a question, and you don't need to say yes that you are. Are you Bowie fans?
I think everybody is, aren't they? even if you don't know his whole back catalogue, everybody can appreciate the man.
Yeah.
Yes, Lizzie. You know, absolutely. I mean, even though I wasn't a kind of aficionado, there was no way of escaping him sort of in your consciousness.
You mean you didn't shave your eyebrows?
I didn't, or paint my face, or any of those things. And I would be hard-pressed to name you 10 songs. I'd name you 5.
Well, don't worry. We'll be playing a few today. Lizzie, I know it's rude to ask a woman her age, but I am going to.
You're going to ask me how old I am.
Well, ish. You can give a ballpark if you'd rather.
Not quite 40.
Not quite 40. So you lived through the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Bowie, huge impact on your life?
No, not really, other than, and this is really embarrassing, he did an intro to the beginning of The Snowman, didn't he? Do you remember? You were looking at me like I'm a lunatic.
But the cartoon?
The cartoon, The Snowman.
I didn't know that.
Well, you should YouTube it.
See, now you know everything.
He did a bit of an intro in an attic with a snowman scarf. And that was, yeah.
Well, I loved that. I did love that, although I used to cry at the end of it.
At The Snowman.
I mean, that was like not like this Christmas.
Yeah, I was going to say last Christmas.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, a couple of Christmases ago, I was in tears. I can't watch it anymore.
I was a bit square, you see. I was very much into pop, Bananarama and Rick Astley.
My first LP that I bought was Betty Boo.
Really?
Do you like Betty Boo? That was about that sort of time with that sort of pop.
The first
Jive Bunny and the Master Mixers. That was another one.
Single I bought was
Kiri's looking blankly.
Karma Chameleon was the first single.
How old are you?
Not as old as you lot.
Charming. So she won't know who these people are.
She's no idea.
Right. No, we'll have to educate her. But we also want to hear from you. We want your calls, tweets, emails. What are your memories of the great man, David Bowie? And what songs would you like to hear us play today? Get in touch, tom@fubarradio.com, tweet us at fubarradio, or call us on 0330 223 0200. That number again, 0330 223 0200. And we'll play as many of those songs that you request. And I've got some others lined up as well that you get in touch with me, tom@fubarradio.com, on the email or tweet us at fubarradio. Also coming up, it's not all Bowie. You will... I don't know, pleased or, you know, we don't really do too much, Bowie, because you know, he did die a couple of days ago. We'd like to pay respects to him, but also we've got other stuff at hand. As we have a cricket journalist with us and a football presenter with us, we'll take a look at the world of sport a little bit later as well, and we're also looking at some of the other stories that have made the papers recently. And there's one story in the Times which, I warn you, could put you off your breakfast. I won't tell you what it is just yet, but we will be discussing it later on in the show. So let's kick off this tribute show. In the words of Bowie, I don't know where I'm going from here, but I promise it won't be boring, although I suspect he probably said it slightly better than that. This is Boys Keep Swinging. It's FUBAR Radio here, it's 10:12, this is our Bowie Tribute Show, and of course, you'll be unsurprised to learn that all of the papers are full of Bowie. That song there was Boys Keep Swinging, and that was for Alice. Any songs you want us to play, get in touch, Tom at FUBARradio.com, tweet us at FUBAR Radio, or call us with your memories, 0330-230-0200. I'm here with Kiri Blore and Elizabeth Armand. Oh, should I say Lizzie or Elizabeth? What would you rather?
Lizzie's fine.
Lizzie's
less
fine.
Less of a mouthful,
it is less of a mouthful. That's always useful on this show. You guys have been looking at the papers. Waterwall, Barry?
Waterwall.
Pretty much.
How have the papers covered it? I mean, they were in a slightly tricky position, weren't they, the papers? Because he passed away Sunday night, but it really broke at Monday morning at 8 o'clock. Certainly 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. Too late for any of the papers to have got it. So, in a way, it was tricky because it was too late, but then they have had a whole day, I suppose, to gather their stuff, because it was a big secret that he was
absolutely. And I have to say, there is some beautiful writing. I mean,
really?
Even if you are not a Bowie aficionado or, you know, deeply moved by his death, you must appreciate that the obituaries are beautifully written and really emotional. Even if you aren't feeling the emotion yourself, which I have to say I'm not, and there's no point pretending I am.
No, fine.
Alexis Petridis in The Guardian, I read this last night, it's a really, really beautiful piece of writing. There's something in The New Statesman, I can't remember who by, it is lovely. The Telegraph have done it really, really tastefully. I think what is really striking is that there aren't many people who get themselves on every single front page, red tops, broadsheets, you know,
everything.
You don't. There aren't many people who die who get themselves on the front page of every paper.
No. I mean, what a lot of the papers are pointing out was interesting, how he managed to keep it secret for 18 months. A man who is, as you just said, Lizzie, gets on all the front pages. He's very well known. He is known. He is of interest to the world, to newspapers. And yet he managed for 18 months, while he battled pancreatic cancer, he managed to keep it a secret. I mean, that's stunning, isn't it, Kiri?
It is stunning, because also, if the papers knew, they would have had their sort of obituaries all written up, wouldn't they? They normally have them prepared when they're sort of ready for this thing. So he very definitely did keep it a secret. But I suppose that shows how much he meant to the people around him, because generally a secret is, as Charlie Sheen knows, it's too difficult to keep a secret. So,
I mean, was there even any hint that he was ill? Because I know he turned up for the Lazarus premiere looking very gaunt, and he did collapse one of the papers he's brought in today.
But I mean, the gaunt thing was sort of his style, so I suppose no one would have really questioned it.
And he has, I mean, he has been ill before, he's had heart attacks. So it's not like if he collapsed, anyone would go, oh, he's about to die. It just, but I think what is so impressive about sort of his death is representing the way he lived his life, was that he clearly did not want people to remember him as an ill man, and so kept himself away.
And as the Times says in one of the quotes, that it says, it was a carefully managed stage exit, which was another extraordinary achievement from a man who has changed like a chameleon again and again and again throughout his career, and always, you know, everything he's done has been, as it says, stage managed.
Yeah, it's fascinating that he managed to create the video, do everything on his parting gift for the world. It's quite special, I suppose, for his fans, isn't it, that he managed to create that whole scenario.
And there are, it says, The Mail and other papers, as I was saying, there are hints in the lyrics to a song from Black Star. Look up here, I'm in heaven, for instance, and there are others. And they say that he turned his death into a work of art. Imagine being able to turn your death into a work of art.
I mean, we all kind of want that, don't we? We want to leave a legacy, and we want to be able to decide how we go.
I imagine I'm...
To listen to more of this episode And to catch up on all of our shows, go to FUBARradio.com.